Welcome to Faith Ministries, your Thursday edition. Thank you, Paul. Now listen, right off the bat, you might as well start smiling because you can't whip nobody here. Happy up. All right, just go ahead and smile at your neighbor and tell them you're glad you're here. You're in the right place. Amen. How many people here wore money shirts? Raise your hand. Money shirts. All right. I see a couple of us got the memo. Tonight we're going to be talking about money. Everybody gets excited about that. I'm going to tell you about what God said about money. We're going to do things God's way. We're going to see more money. Everybody say, mo money. Money's good. Money's not bad. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach about money, and then we're going to take up the offering. How's that? Well, we're going to do it backwards today. All right? Do things a little backwards. Well, let's pray. Let's pray us in. You ready? Father, right now we thank you for everybody here, for every ear that came to hear, and for every heart that came to soak up your word tonight, Father. Father, we thank you that you're pretty specific about what you'd like us to do and have us to do and your ways of success. So, Father, we're going to study that out tonight. We're going to be all about you tonight. We thank you, Father, for everybody here. We thank you, Lord, for the big ones and the skinny ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready? All right, here we go. How many of y'all know money is the root of all evil? Raise your hand. You're wrong. The love of money is the root of all evil. One of the most misquoted scriptures in the Bible. No, he says the love of money is the root of all evil. How many know money's bad? It's not. Do you know that $100 isn't an evil thing? Here's what I want to tell you. If I had $100 and I gave it to this one and he went out and bought a bunch of dope with it, he used the money for an evil intent, right? But if I had that $100, somebody else grabbed it and sent it to a missionary to preach the gospel in a third world country. So the money is nothing more than a tool. Are you hearing me? Say tool. How many of y'all want more tools? Hey, somebody told me one time, you can't preach prosperity in a poor neighborhood. I said, that's why I'm doing it. Hallelujah. I don't want people to stay poor. It's like you can't preach healing to sick folk. Come on, man. What's gospel mean? Good news, right? What's good news if you ain't got a lot of money? More money. Right? Am I right or wrong? Y'all got quiet on me. Come on. Listen to me. This is good news. You might as well go ahead and start grinning. Oh, we might have some religious spirits in here to think, that phone rang. Shut them phones off. I'll be getting more money. Amen. If your phone rings when I'm preaching, $10 tonight. $10 tonight. I'm up in the ante. Now look at everybody reaching now. Shut them off, throw them away, whatever you got to do. $10 tonight if your phone rings. Oh yeah, that's up to 10 now. I'm running it up there. Yeah, you better go find that. Somebody call Eb real quick. So who got Eb on speed dial? Call him up real quick. Money's a tool. That's all it is. It's a tool. You could do evil with it. You could do good with it, right? Now, everybody's heart here is set on doing good, right? We're all about our father's what?
Business.
Could you operate a business without money? Ah, how come? Did you ever hear this one? Takes money to make money. My dad was not a very spiritual man, but one thing he said to me, he said, there's two kinds of people in this world, Bill, them that have it and them that ain't. And he used to tell me something else. He said, poverty begets poverty. I'll say that again. Poverty begets poverty. And I looked at him funny because I didn't know what beget was. But it's true. What I want to tell you is this, that it's generational. There are blessings. We're all about the blessings. Oh, hallelujah. We love the blessings. And there's curses. I don't know about them curses. We're going to find out tonight, all right? How many of y'all want to be blessed? You mow money. How many of y'all want to be cursed? How about a false sense of humility? Oh, I just want this much and no more. Oh, the Lord just barely makes my needs being met. Oh, I just have enough to get by on, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so happy. Shut up. That's false humility. That's a demonic spirit. And that's wrong on so many levels. Here's one of the levels. If you just got enough to get by on, you ain't got nothing for me. You ain't got nothing for Sister So-and-so that may have lost her job, had a house fire or something. You ain't got nothing to give her. But your needs are met. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Your savings is in your giving. Your savings is in your giving. Oh, I'm saving up for a washing machine. Why don't you believe God for it? God will send you a washing machine. Are you hearing me? He knows a lot more people than you do. Quit calling people and start going to the throne instead of going for the phone. Amen? Come on. Come on, man. Let's crank out some Old Testament. Go to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. We're going to do that later. You hold on to that. Deuteronomy 28. It was in here this morning. 28. I want you guys to go to 28:15. Y'all nod your heads when you get there, all right? Man, I got some good news for somebody tonight. I don't know who it is. I know some people come in here and you there? You got to nod your head. You got to nod louder. I can't hear you up there. There you go. All right. Deuteronomy 28:15. Listen, I got some good news for somebody out there, because you're always wondering, how come I can't never go past here? How come it seems like I only get this far? How come I can never seem to get out of this level that I'm at? You know, my job here as pastor at Faith Through Faith is to increase your faith, to show you what the Word says about a lot of stuff. And I'm here to tell you, it is my sincere desire, along with Father God's sincere desire, that everybody here moves into a different tax bracket. Amen? Amen. Going up. Going up. Not down. All right? I'm going to show you guys something. You're going to like this. My heading says this: curses on disobedience. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe it carefully, all His commandments and His statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. First of all, these are true. And as I go through some of these, you're going to know that they're true. And you're going to know, or think that you know, that some of these things are actually hanging on you or someone you know. Very personally, very close. All right? I do not want you to be discouraged, dismayed, or bummed out. Is that a good word? When we get to some of these, you're going, oh, that's me. Oh, that's mom. Oh, that runs in my family. Shut up. I got good news at the end of this thing. Are you ready? Come on, let's look. 16. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke, and all that you set your hand to, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until He has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation. Oh, good Lord. It doesn't get any better. I mean, it gets worser, and that is a word we voted. I want you to know something, though, here where it says the Lord will make and the Lord will do and the Lord will this. The Hebrew language did not have a permissive verb. Okay? What these things should read is the Lord, like in 20, the Lord will permit on you cursings, confusion, and rebuke. The Hebrews didn't have a, in their language, they didn't have a permissive verb. They had a causative verb. All right? So it wasn't like, here's what happens. If you're not walking in what God wants you to walk in, who are you walking with? Is there an in-between ground? Not according to this. All right? Well, that's kind of harsh. Yeah. Yeah, but he knows what he's doing. Where's my guy with the money shirt? And you might as well be smiling now. He got the memo. But here's how it works. If you're not operating in the things God wants you to operate in, then that means you're in opposition to what he wants to do. Now, if you're in opposition to God, you're kind of allying yourself with the enemy. Does that make sense? Who was that? Dang. So listen, if you're operating in his way of doing things, what are you going to get? Cursed. If you're operating against what God's saying to do, you're going to be cursed. If you're operating with God, you're going to get blessed. Boy, that's pretty tough, huh? Can we do that again? With God, we get
blessed.
Without Him, we get
cursed.
If we're doing it His way, we get
blessed.
If we do it against His way, we get
cursed.
All right, let's have a review. God's way? The other way. You guys, I think you got it. I think you got it. You got it? Okay, one more time. Ready? Here we go. Because you could go with this, or you could go with that. You could go with this, or you can go with that. And for a long, long time, we've been going with that and wondering what happened to this. Huh? Well, if we're going this way, we tied his hands. You've tied his hands. He can't bless it unless you're doing it his way.
Amen.
Now, here's the real fun stuff. Back to Deuteronomy. I want to show you in the Word. Verse 1, 28:1. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently, say diligently.
Diligently.
What's diligently mean? Like a chicken on a June bug. You ever seen that? Man, they just chase that thing all around, man. They're upside down going, dog on the bone? How many of y'all know dog on the bone? Well, I'm not too country for you, am I? Dog chewing on the bone. What are your chances of getting it out of there and keeping all your fingers? Slim to none, right? Okay, dog on the bone. That's diligently, right? I'm on this. I'm in it. I'm living it. I'm making this my number one desire, right? How many of y'all want $1,000? Raise your hand. You don't want $1,000? You're a little slow. How about $500? You all right, man? You're a little slow on the draw, man. $1,000, everybody hand what I'm used to. Okay, that's cool. I only got so many of them, so we'll wait on you. Come on. Diligently, man, I'm on this thing. I want to know more. I want to learn more. I want to be prosperous. I want to be blessed. I don't want to be cursed. I want to have more so I can give more, so I can help somebody else out. God doing all this great stuff for me. What better way is there to preach the gospel than see somebody hungry and broke down or something and you hook them up? Hey, brother, Jesus loves you. I love you. Let me get that tire fixed for you. Now, man, I see a woman in there with three kids counting change and nickels out for to get enough gas to get to where she got. How nice to drop a 10 on her and say, here, 20. Here, let me pay for some more. Put some more gas in that thing. Bless God. Counting nickels for gasoline. Come on. If you ain't got it, you can't give it. Are you hearing me? If you ain't got it, you can't give it. Oh, hallelujah. Diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. High above, high above, high above. You know that high pollutant guy that comes in there in the Mercedes-Benz with the nice suit? Or the woman that comes in a Lexus, you know, looking all good, $300 shoes? He's going to set you high above them. High above them. Got a picture? Got a picture? You're sitting there, an old trusty rusty, looking at the gas gauge, the oil light's coming on, and that Lexus or Mercedes rides by, you're looking at them going, oh, wouldn't that be nice? God, that's God's desire for you. Well, let that soak in for a minute. Everybody looking at me like I'm from outer space. That's his desire for you. Who's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Who runs everything? God, right? Right? Makes him look bad when you're broke. Makes him look bad when you're broke. I don't want to be like one of them poor Christians. I can stand here in the hood and shuffle out some cocaine and make me some money, man. I'm driving like, ho. That wasn't God's plan. That's a counterfeit. But I'm telling you right now, it's the love of money. The love of money, that's the root of all evil. God says, I'm going to spell this out for y'all. And if you'll diligently seek this, work at this, get this in your head, get this in your heart, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Now, if anybody at this point right now doesn't want to increase, doesn't want to do better, please leave now. This is not the meeting for you. Anybody happy with the income they have and don't want no more and doesn't want to move up, please leave. Everybody stand. More money. Let's go. Verse 2. And all these blessings, say all of them. All of them. Not some of them. All of them. All these what? Blessings. What about cursings? That ain't on there, is it? Come on. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Wait a minute. They ain't creeping up on you a little bit at a time. They said they're going to overtake you. How would you like to go to the mailbox and instead of seeing a dozen bills, start seeing a dozen checks? Well, start believing that. My wife says I'm the goofiest. I run to the mailbox. Woo, mail's here. Yeah. Nope. You know what I do though? Wanda. Another bill must be Wanda's. But I run to the mailbox. Why? Because I'm expecting increase. I'm expecting it. You know what I did today? I flipped her one from Sprint. She come back about 3:30 and said, you need to go to the bank. I'm thinking, how did I miss that envelope? She said, we got a $100 rebate check from Sprint. I was like, when did they start sending me money? I thought we was always sending them money. Hurry up, go cash it. Yes, ma'am. Walking into the bank, putting my shirt on. Hey. Did I sign it right? Did I sign it good? I'll sign it again. Are you hearing me? But I expect blessings. We got to start expecting blessings. I run to the mailbox. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe tomorrow. I had maybe tomorrow in my stack. I didn't know it. She picked it off pretty quick. You told me to send that in 3 months ago. Oh, man, I forgot about that, you know. But here it was, payday today, yeah, right on time. I needed that too, you know, yeah. He's an on-time God, yes he is, right? He's an on-time God. Listen to me. He's got his ways of doing things. But if you got to be expecting him to do it for you. Everybody say, he's going to do it for me. Now say it like I got $1,000 for you. Well, what a difference that makes, doesn't it? I told everybody here Thursday night, everybody getting $1,000, right? Did I tell you guys that?
Yeah.
Expect it. I'm telling you now. Expect $1,000. Expect $1,000. Might come in two, might come in four, might come in five, but you guys are getting $1,000. How could you say that? Because he did. Whatever comes out of your mouth is what you're going to get back. Whatever you believe in your heart and start putting out is what you're going to get back. And quit believing for extra work. He don't want you tired, Rich. All beat up. Yeah, I got that $1,000. I worked 175 hours this week. That ain't no good, is it? Huh, that won't work. God just wants to bless you. Wants to bless you. You know, there's blessings on obedience. If you start doing things His way, guess what? He has to honor that. Has to. He said it. Right? I've gone to the book and said, You said, I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Blessed in the city, blessed in the country. I had a guy call me up yesterday and said, come get this gas grill. Guess where I went today? On out to the country, picking up my gas grill. I took Mark Stanley with me because it was heavier for Bill. We loaded on the truck and we moved back down to town. Yeah. We did. I got a nice gas grill now, too. We're going to have a cookout, huh? Some weedy roast or something, man. No. You got to believe for your own, son. This is where you're missing it. This is the stuff where everybody misses. I know he's kidding. But quit believing for my stuff and start believing for your stuff. This is where everybody misses it. That's called covetousness, and that'll get you in trouble. When that guy comes in, the Lexus in a nice suit, don't believe for his Lexus, and that suit ain't going to fit you anyway. Believe for your own. And listen, you want to be able to look at somebody and go, man, that's a nice truck. And you could look at them and smile and say, God gave it to me. Amen. What? Yeah, the Lord gave that to me. And then immediately somebody go, well, why don't you give it to me? Because I believe for that and you didn't. Now your faith's going to activate that for you. If you had cancer and came in here and expected my faith to heal your cancer, you're missing the boat. There's a 50-50 chance you ain't going to make it. Are you hearing me? Your faith will get you through. So you are responsible to get in that book, get it in your heart, and start putting it out of your mouth. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Come on now. Come on, man. This is the real deal. People out there smiling, they're starting to get a hold of this thing. Other people sitting there going, what's he talking about? Just keep looking at my shirt. We know, huh? You got the memo. Bring on more money. Come on now. Overtake you. I asked God, I said, what's this overtake stuff? Because it's in Malachi chapter 3. Pretty good stuff there too. I said, what's this overtake you stuff? He said, you remember Hawaii 5-0? I went, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. When I was a kid, that was on all the time. I was a little kid, but I remember it. No, you weren't. Okay. But these guys used to ride them surfboards and that big wave would be over. They'd be riding through that cone and the cone would kind of overtake them and just splash them out. He said, that's what overtaking is. It will overtake you. You ride in that thing thinking, I'm doing good. And all of a sudden you look up and go, oh boy, it has overtaken me. Whoosh. That's overtaken. That's overtaken. Somebody said, Pastor, do you count your blessings? I said, I ain't got time. They just keep a-coming. Are you hearing me? They keep a-coming. My best blessing from the Lord is watching you guys succeed. That's what gets me going. That I've got this over to you, that you spent some time in it, and that you're winning. And that you're winning. And that's what makes it happen for me. That's what gets me going. All right? Let me park a Cadillac out there. I go, I can't haul much lumber in it, but it's a nice car. You know? But to see you guys get a Cadillac, if that's what you was believing for, I'm happy for you. Are you hearing me? That's wonderful. I don't care what it is you're believing for. I don't. I'm for you. If that's what you think you need, let's get her done. Let's get her done. You mean I can believe for $1 million? If you've got faith for it, I can go ahead and believe for it. But let's start somewhere reasonable, like a couple hundred. Let's move on up to a couple thousand. I want to tell you guys something. They want $500,000 for that property across the street. That's just to buy it. That ain't to fix it. I'm having an easier time believing for that. That's a done deal for me. I walk by all the time and go, oh boy, wait till I start that. But I got an easier time believing for that than I did for this one. For this one. I mean, it's easier. But I believe for this one. And here it is. You're sitting in my faith. Amen. Man, my wife believed for this, Brother Paul. You're sitting in it. I was with Brother Paul one morning. I worked for Brother Paul for a long time. I got up one morning. I said, Lord, I about got that license thing licked. I got all my fines paid off. I'm about ready to get that thing. I need a car. Paul picked me up. We went over to Rochester over here. We weren't there 30 minutes. Some lady pulls up. He knew her. I didn't. She goes, hey, you know anybody looking for a car? I was like, I said, what kind of car? What kind of car? She starts telling me, well, it's garage kept, 1987, low miles, blah, 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 blah. Four doors, all the windows work, headlights work. And she started telling me about it, and I'm like, eee. Thinking, man, that sounds like one of them, you know, like classic cars, garage kept, real nice, no rust. I'm like, oh, now what happened to my faith? It's what's this thing going to cost, you know? Try as I might, I couldn't remember that year Oldsmobile it was, you know. I couldn't picture it in my mind. I said, what are you asking for that car? She said, nothing. I just want to give it away. And I stood there and smiled just like this. I think I had teeth, did I? I said, you're going to think, and I don't know her. I don't know if she's a believer or not. I said, you're going to think this is crazy, but I just prayed for a car this morning. And she looked at me real funny, and I thought, oh boy, here it comes. She goes, that's really crazy because I believe for somebody to give it to this morning. I asked God for somebody to give it to this morning. I said, I'll see you this afternoon, man. Took jumper cables over there. Boy, woo, fired right up. I was like, hallelujah. I drove that old car for a long time. Sold it twice. Give it away once. Got my money out of it. Oh, yeah. 30 minutes. It was time. Will he do that for you? Did it for me. Who am I? I just believe, amen. But I've learned to do some things his way. Are you hearing me? I determined to get debt free. Cut up all my credit cards. I didn't have none. You ever see the bad credit commercials? They pay me royalties to do bad credit commercials. I couldn't even spell credit, man. So I didn't fool with it. I just saved up a little bit. Ask God for the increase. Here it come. And if I save it up for an item, and I knew what it cost retail, I believe God for a better deal. And I started it free. Free to me was a good deal. Free and delivered. Because I didn't have a truck. Remember, I had a car. But we started getting stuff. Boy, I used to crack up. I'd walk in somebody's house and they'd, without fail, you know anybody that needs a... Yeah. Paul's like, I'm shoving stuff in his van, you know, tying it onto the top. He's looking at me. He gets everything. Yeah, I believe for it. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. But listen, I expect it. Not because I'm deserving. Because of what he did. Get you out of it, okay? Get your head out of it. It's what Jesus did with the Father that made everything good for you and me. Because of his sacrifice. Ain't that cool? You ain't got a hand in this. Your only job is only believe. Just believe. Just believe. Say, wow, I see it right here. I've seen it again. You know what? I'm thinking you're talking to me. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Come on, let's believe. Let's believe. Get it in your heart. It's all because of Jesus' sacrifice that all this is available to us. And listen, if God says you're deserving, who are you to argue with him? Stupid. Right? I've been through it, guys. Listen, I've been through it. I had to study out righteousness. I had to understand and get it in my heart that it had nothing to do with me. It was everything he done. It was everything he done that made it okay for me to just access it. Come boldly to the throne of grace, to the throne of mercy, boldly. Oh, I got wish out of my vocabulary, man. There ain't nothing in wish. You got to know so. Amen? Know so. How do you spell that? N-O-S-O. Know so. Thank you. But you got to know so. And the more you read, the more he'll start talking to you, and you'll know so. And it doesn't have nothing to do with how you feel. You know, I've been standing there counting out pennies for coffee before, too. But I'm still thinking I'm rich. You know why? Every penny says, in God we trust. The smallest money we got should give you a little hope. In God we trust. Yeah. I ain't believing on the government. I'm believing on God. He said he'd get me through. Above and what'd he say? High above. I will set you high above. I will set you high above. You high above. High above. High above. High above. And people look down their nose at you. You just smile at them and say, I love you. But I'm high above. Let the weak say, I am strong. You know what God says? We're going to call things that are not as though they were. So let the weak say, I am strong. So if you po, what are you going to say? You going to believe your bank book? Your credit score? Atta girl. You believe God. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm in the beloved. Dad's got my back. I'm believing for stuff. I'm going to give. Because he said to. It's in my heart. Well, why would... He gave his best gift, didn't he? He gave us his best. Wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be sitting here. Right? He gave his best gift. The very best. You know, it ain't the first 20 I give away. It's the last one that counts. Are you hearing me? It's the last one that really counts. The one that goes, when God's talking to your heart saying, you need to help him out. And you're thinking, well, you know, Pastor, you cried over your offering? No, I've watered my seed. That's all I got left. And then bam, 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 here it comes. If you could open the door to window to heaven, wouldn't you? Well, this is how you do it. Through your giving. With a right heart. With a right heart. God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to do it. You ain't gonna get no dinosaur arms when you think about the blessings, are you? You ever see you know what I'm talking about, dinosaur arms? That's like when you take somebody to dinner, man, and they're just ordered everything up. And then when it comes time for you to pay the bill and they're supposed to leave a tip, all of a sudden they get dinosaur arms. And you go leave a little bitty tip. You're thinking, man, I bought the meal and the dessert and all the drinks. And you're going to do this. Leave a little bitty tip.
Is it true if you tithe without a glad heart, nothing's going to come with that tithe?
Yeah, something will come up. You're going to be out your money. You're going to be in lack. So you might as well get happy about it, right? Sometimes you got to fake it to make it, but you might as well get happy about it. Yes, sir.
I was home this now just quickly. This woman said, I want a baby shirt. She gave me $100. And she bought me some clothes and food. And she put my books in the store and sold my books and sent me a check in the mail. And then some of the poems in the book were framed. You know, the guy's like, maybe $10. They have the whole word back. She sent me a check for $20 for some of the poems. Another guy came.
Praise God. So let me get this straight, Brother Dennis. All them people gave you money and you didn't pull a pistol out once. Glory. Glory. I remember getting shot after trying to rob somebody out of 20 bucks, you know? Here's God just dumping it in on us, amen? That's crazy. I love that. Ain't that funny? All I did was what I was supposed to do. And the next thing I know, here come God dumping all this stuff on me. Praise God. Praise God. Is it that easy? Ask him. Ask him. You don't believe me? Ask somebody else who's been doing it. Blessed shall you be in the city. I'm blessed when I'm here. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground. What's the fruit of your body?
Children.
Yeah. They're going to be blessed too. Not cursed, blessed. What are we speaking over our children? Blessings. How many mothers said, my kid is so bad. Oh, he's just so terrible. My mom and dad said that over me, and guess what? They got what they said. Embarrassed, because I was always in the newspapers. I think that's why my mother remarried after she divorced my dad, just to get rid of that last name. I really do. Isn't that your son? Nope, my last name is something else. What about this son? My last name ain't that. Here's my driver's license. Look. I really think that. I don't know. She won't tell. Oh, praise. This is fun, ain't it? I mean, are you guys having fun yet? This is fun stuff. I don't know how y'all look at the word, but I'm thinking, man, it's fun. Because I'm winning. Because I'm winning. Don't you ever have adversity? Every day. Every day. Who cares? I'm winning. Sprint sent me $100 today. Did I tell you that? That was cool. I almost threw it out. Wow. Y'all hooked up with Sprint? Start believing. We read the gas meter the other day. They told me on my bill, it said that we had $745 credit. My wife read the meter, gave them the meter reading. They said, no, that 745 was wrong. She's like, oh, no, what is it? She said, you guys have like $1,228 credit. Yeah, we're going into next winter with no balance. Are you hearing me? We got credit going into next winter. Well, you know what it costs to heat this rascal? Think about it. It's a big area. Yeah, we're blessed. We say that a lot. We're blessed. Yeah, blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country. Fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. That sounds like your business, don't it? How about your basket and your kneading bowl? It sounds like your savings right there. No, that's your food, right? Basket and kneading bowl. Your refrigerator, your stuff is going to last longer in the fridgey. You got more stuff to put in the fridgey. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. How many doors do you walk in and out of every day? Every time you crack a doorway, you should be saying, I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Start saying it. Just loud enough for you to hear it. And listen, if anybody hears you and thinks you're crazy, they're right. You are. But you know what's really crazy is when you take your whole paycheck, run out and blow it all on a weekend. Paul used to call what? BBM? Broke by Monday. Broke by Monday. I used to come crawling to work like on Tuesday because I couldn't find my way back by Monday. And I go, I missed you. I'm no good by myself. I say, oh, man, you look bad. Get up on the ladder and go sweat that out. Well, it's true. I was no good by myself. But that's insanity, right? Work all week, work hard all week, and go blow it in a weekend. That's dumb. Borrowing lunch money. Look at this. Look at verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way. They will flee before you seven ways. Seven's always the number of completion, right? 7 days, the world was completed, right? Seven, lucky seven, right? Come on, seven. Seven's the number of completion. It's always good. Always good. Does anybody have enemies coming against you? Sure, you better. You better. You ain't doing something right. Oh, everybody loves me. No, they don't. They're just telling you that. They hate you. I get them all the time. I like it, but you know, I drive like grandma anymore because I value my driver's license. I get them all the time telling me I'm number one. And go on past me if you want to. I don't care. Lots of road up there. Yeah, I'm number one in their book. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all in which you set your hand. He will bless you in the land which the Lord is giving you. He's giving it to you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. In His ways. In His ways. In His ways. Not your ways. Not your ways. I had a long time to sit and reflect on how I used to do things. I figured it out. It was me. It was not the rest of the world who it was easy to blame, but it was me. Yeah, I've been married 5 times. Remember that when you want marriage advice. And that was just the time I legally tied the knot. Not all them other, illegals. And I used to think, man, all these women are all crazy. And I thought, what did they all have in common? Me. What are you saying, Lord? Me? No, it couldn't have been me. I just wanted everything my way when I wanted it, and I didn't care about nothing but me. That's not how a relationship works? Nope. I had a few years to think about that before God had me to enter into the final relationship. I know it's final because she said, "Till death do us part," and winked when she said it. Kind of made me think about that one a little bit. If you walk in His ways, you will be blessed. If you don't, you're setting yourself up for the enemy to run curses on you. Now, if you go through, and I really want you guys to do this homework, Deuteronomy 28, put something in the page and read it when you get home. It's good stuff. Share it with each other. But if you find any of those curses that have been hanging on you and your family, I've got good news, and it's right here. Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14. Turn there. Galatians, Mark 28. But Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. And let me get that over to you. Galatians 3, the big G.
13, 14.
Uh-huh. Somebody going to shout. I'll wait for you guys all to get over there. Do, 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 do. Everybody like my shoelaces? They were free. Delivered. That's the best kind, isn't it? They free and delivered. That's good, huh? Are you ready? Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed me. Does yours say me? It should. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on me through Jesus Christ, that I might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. If yours don't read like that, get a pencil and make it read like that. If you are a believer, this is all for you. If you are not a believer, We can fix that right quick, real fast. Right quick, real fast. All you have to do is ask Him into your heart. All you have to do is ask Him in the heart and say, you know what? I need that. I want that. That's for me. I got to have it. I don't care what. I'm going to jump up and down until I get it, but it's free. All you're going to do is ask Jesus into your heart. All you're going to say is, you know what? I'm tired of being cursed. I want to be blessed. All you're going to do is say, I want to go on your side, not on my side, because my way stinks. Nothing but defeat. Nothing but curses. I want to be blessed. I want to come this way. If you want to do that tonight, come and see me. Come and see me. If you feel God knocking on your heart and you want to be in right relationship with Jesus Christ, if you want to ask Him to run your show because maybe you're not doing a good job of it, see me tonight. We will pray for you. You will come into the kingdom of God and your life will never be the same. Anybody's life ever been the same after they received Jesus? Huh? Anybody here got a gripe or complaint that's received Jesus and said, hey, you know what? Everything's same old, same old? Nobody. Huh. Pretty cool, ain't it? I love it. Okay. Let's take up an offering now. Let's honor the Lord with our giving. Name your seed. Name your seed. Name it. Think about it before you put it into that offering basket. Think about it. What do you believe in God for? Increase? Family restoration? Health issue? Employment? What do you believe in God for? Believe that. When you put it in, believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. The first offerings we took up here, there was like four of us meeting here. People found out we were meeting here. This place was all tore up. There wasn't no floors or nothing like that. People came up here and they were dropping off 5-gallon buckets of drywall mud, a roll of wire, some tools. You know what? God honored them people. We put them to good use. It was wonderful. It don't matter what you're giving as long as you're giving it from here. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I thank You tonight for this offering. I thank You, Father, that blessing was Your idea. I thank You, Father, that as we learn more and walk more in Your ways, that just frees Your hand to do more for us. Father, our heart's desire is that we are a blessing. You've created us to be blessings to other people. So, Father, we thank You for giving us opportunities to bless others. We thank You, Father, for opportunity to sow our seed into good ground, so that it could prosper and produce fruit. We thank You for all these things, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank You, brother. Anybody here not know Jesus, want to, come on up. Let me introduce you.